Positions of the mind, from witch doctors to psychoanalysts, have been fascinated by the phenomenon of dreams. And though there are many today who feel that they have found the key to interpreting them, who would dare say that he could explain such a dream as was dreamt by one Adrian Christian, captain of the good ship British India?
In September of 1880, the British India was 3 nights out from Sydney en route to Rangoon. Captain Christian lay in his bunk, tossing fitfully as he slept. At length he awoke. Beads of perspiration appeared on his brow. He was strangely troubled by the dream he had had. And so he arose and went on deck.
Do you walk to sleep, eh, Captain?
No, I slept all right. Merrill, do you believe in dreams? If you had the same dream twice, exactly the same dream.
That happens now and then, sir.
Yes, but 47 years apart. Once when I was a boy and again tonight. I was captain of a ship. We sighted another ship. It was sinking. We took the survivors aboard, and among them was my own family.
In the same both times, eh?
Except that tonight there was no rescue. I awoke too soon. But there was something else. I saw it in flaming letters, just as the dream ended. The word family. Middle. Beginning right now, tonight, I want you to double the lookout.
The following night, the mate was called from the bridge by one of the crew. Captain Christian wanted to see him at once.
Merrill, I want you to give the pilot an order. Tell him to change our course to due north. I've had the same dream again, Merrill. But this time, I had the distinct impression the ship's position was due north of us.
Aye, sir. But, well, what will I tell the crew? They won't like it. They're anxious to get to port.
And the crew didn't like it. When they demanded an explanation, the first mate had no choice but to tell them the truth.
A dream. Well, I'll be hanged if I'm going to be lost at sea for anybody's dream. And I don't care if that sounds like mutiny.
Another day passed, and the discontent grew. But Captain Christian remained adamant. And so they sailed on. Still no ship hove into view, and the crew huddled on the deck and spoke in ominous whispers. And then...
Captain, sir, look out. Reports a ship foundering off the port bow.
Hurriedly, the lifeboats were lowered. And then, as the survivors began to come aboard, Captain Christian, standing at the rail, suddenly seized one by the shoulders.
Tom! Tom Christian!
Standing there before him, just as he stood in the dream, was Captain Christian's brother. Nor is that the end of this amazing story. A few minutes later, the first mate stood at the captain's side. There was a look of wonder in his face.
Captain, did you notice the name of that vessel out there? She was called the Family.
And so the dream of Adrian Christian's boyhood, the dream that had haunted him through nearly half a century, was finally fulfilled in an adventure on the high seas. An adventure incredible but true.